question.
He's doing.
I don't say I'm finished.
Hey, you can join us. The food that you have one day and then have again the next day.
Mm-hmm. Too much of it?
Well, yeah, if there's too much to eat one day, you have it the next day too.
I'd say it becomes monotonous.
Yeah? What do you call the food anything special?
No. No, I wouldn't.
You say today we're having leftovers or warm
yeah,
overs?
Yeah, we call them leftovers, always. The food that you warm over.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we call it warm over or leftovers.
If a little boy, well, children, I don't know about your children, but mine have this trouble. They put food in their mouth and they'll just swallow it. You tell them, now just take your time, don't just swallow it, I want you to...
Chew it.
Uh-huh. And then after you chew it, you can...
Digest it.
Uh-huh. Well, after you chew it...
Swallow it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you eat grits?
Do I eat grits?
Yeah.
I have eaten a few, but I never learned to like them. I don't know a lot about them. You have to go down to Louisiana and south somewhere to really get those old southern grits.
Yeah.
I was raised halfway between the south and the north.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know a lot of those southern.
Mm-hmm. What did you put on your hotcakes?
Syrup.
Uh-huh.
Now back when I was a kid, it was always molasses. You know that.
Yeah.
We didn't have any syrup then.
Mm-hmm.
It's molasses. And of course, you know, they went out then and made their own sorghum. Right out in the field, raised their own cane and had their own mill and ground them right out here.
Mm-hmm.
Strong and stout, but it was good.
Yeah, that's what I was.
But that was sorghum.
That takes a real knack to make that stuff, too.
No, right? I know it is, if you can make them right.
If something isn't artificial, you say it's...
Natural.
Uh-huh. Or if it's, well, let's say it's not artificial leather, it's...
It's leather, did you say?
Yeah.
Let's see, they call that tanning it.
Yeah. This belt is...
Oh, synthetic. Yeah. No, well, that little word, that's a modern word, isn't it?
And the opposite of that would be...
Pure leather.
Can't hear you, Mom.
Pure leather.
No,
there
no.
There wasn't artificial,
it's
pure leather.
Well, let's see, what the... I don't really know, I've got to... I've got several different kind of belts, I've got leather belts. Plastic belts, rubber belts. I don't know just what term there.
Would you say it's genuine leather? Or?
Oh, genuine, yeah. I never thought about that.
Would you say it's real leather?
She said pure leather.
Uh-huh.
And I suspect if I'd have been saying, I would say genuine leather.
Uh-huh.
Pure leather, yeah.
I know some people say genuine, some people say real.
Well, now listen, I have been taught all my life to use either one of them, whichever uh-huh. I think of. But it is genuine or real or pure.
If a friend of yours had two apples and you wanted one, what would you say to him? Say you know him very well.
Well, if I knew him well, I'd say give him one of those apples.
Uh-huh. If he's only got one and you want him to cut it into two pieces, what would you tell him?
Let's divide it.
Uh-huh. Would you say cut it in two, cut it half in two, or?
I'd say cut it half in two. That's what I always say.
And if something is just a short distance away, you say, oh, it's just over.
A few steps.
Well, that means it's...
Means a short distance, uh-huh. Not very far away.
And if you don't hear someone very well and you want to know what he said, willing to repeat it, what do you ask?
I use it now, and the idea is to beg your pardon.
Uh-huh.
But we didn't do that. That's a modern
uh-huh.
term. Back in the good old days, we'd tell them to... Repeat.
Uh-huh.
Say that again. But
mm-hmm.
now they always say beg your pardon.
Uh-huh.
And incidentally, that's my fault now. I'm having trouble hearing.
Oh.
I mean...
I'm muttering, huh?
No, where we're sitting close like this, I can and no more noise, but I am getting a little hard of hearing.
Uh-huh. I think I am, too.
Yeah, it might be.
Just had my little daughter, took her in, had her tonsils out and her adenoids out and had her ears lanced.
Mm-hmm.
She'd had trouble with her ears.
Mm-hmm.
And came back.